Here are today's top stories. The saga over Chicago Public Schools continues as CPS Chief Forrest Claypool said that the teachers' union couldn't strike by law until mid-May. This after CTU said April 1st, and then nobody heard him say, April Fools, and then they laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed. What's it mean? Well, it means that this story is going to continue for a month and a half longer. Thanks, everybody. In political news, Trump made a dick joke last night in the GOP debate because, you know, president. And Ben Carson's out. He suspended his campaign retroactive to last summer when everyone knew he wasn't going to win. And Ted Cruz is coming to Chicago next week. How much you want to bet he stands in line for Garrett's popcorn? Right. I guess there's new news in the OJ case, because let's face it, news is just reality TV at this point. I guess somebody found a knife years ago, and we're just finding out about it now. No coincidence that there's a successful miniseries on. This story needs to be nominated for the fakiest story of the year. Really? A retired cop got the knife and he just pocketed it? Really? Listen, I love the OJ show on FX. It's so good. It's great television. But you know what? Let me be people's spokesperson here. Are we ready? Are we ready for this press conference? Is everybody here? I'm going anyway. We the people that like entertainment would like to say that we really like the new FX O.J. Simpson show. It's great drama, exquisite cinematography, it's top-notch acting. John Travolta's great. This, however, does not mean that we want real news about O.J. Simpson. Thank you, and we'll take no more further questions at this time. Hey, Real World's coming to Chicago for auditions this weekend in Printer's Row. So if you feel like you could be a reality star, that you could get in front of a confessional and say, I don't know what Persephone's deal is with me. I didn't touch her boyfriend. I miss home. And you have a photo ID? You could be on a show that nobody watches anymore. In weather, it's supposed to be nice this weekend and next week too. And then it's daylight savings. And then it's summer. And then it's winter again. Cue Circle of Life. Circle of Life. In sports, the Cubs drew 20,000-plus to Mesa for a spring training game today. If you're keeping score, that's like a Saturday night-Sunday day combo in June at the Cell. I kid, it'd be more like a midweek series. Also, Joe Maddon made newcomer Minoru Kawasaki do Aerosmith karaoke in front of the team today. That's a tough song. Don't want to miss a thing. A lot of key changes. God, this team is so awesome, isn't it? Go find the video. It's great. I mean, how is Joe Maddon not the coach of every baseball team everywhere? Maddon for commissioner. It should just be the Joe Maddon League. He's the greatest. Many NFL stars are being cut before free agency starts next week, making Bears fans around the globe say over and over, ah, that guy'd be great on the team. That guy'd be great. Oh, that guy'd be great. Oh, man, we can get Andre Johnson. Get Andre Johnson. The Tribune reports that the Bears are actively trying to trade tight end Martellus Bennett. The Black Unicorn? Oh, just hitch up the old U-Haul to the Black Unicorn. No. The NFL analysts expect the Bears to take a run at Broncos linebacker Danny Trevathan. He was the guy who said that the Broncos D was better than the 85 Bears, so get ready for that dumb press conference where he apologizes. The Bulls are hoping that Jimmy Buckets is back tomorrow night against the Rockets, or I call them the Rocks. What's up, Rocks? And then the Bulls go undefeated, win the NBA title by sweeping the Warriors in the finals. You heard it here first. And finally, Iron Mike Ditka came out today slamming President Obama, saying, among other things, that he isn't a leader. Hey, Mike, at least he won twice. Well, that's the carryout for March 4th, 2016. Hey, here's your full soda filled to the brim. I loosened the top for you just so it'll spill all over your car. My gift to you.